Christmas Day. Beyond Christmas Day, Nick. We'll try that, okay?
Sure, I'd do that.
Okay. Mike Stewart coming up next with a bunch of guys. And
yeah, I found these people on the street. I don't know who they are.
A bunch of bums.
They all have Dunkin' Donuts cups, and they want me to put money in it.
No, tis the season, Mike. Yeah.
We have Aaron Boynstein, who's a WMWM in... going to be on WMFO. We have Bob, here you go.
Yep, Bob Nelson. I've been here before with you, Brian. How you doing?
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Doing good, thanks.
And we got Bob Dunn over there.
The other Bob.
Bob, he's floating around. And we're going to do Christmas Rockin' Happening.
Sounds great. What's that? Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, speaking silently. Christmas and Hanukkah, because Hanukkah starts in probably about 45 minutes.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Festive. Okay.
Happy Festivus, yes.
Yes.
Happy everything.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll be listening to that on the way home.
Okay.
Thank
Good show,
you.
Brian.
Thanks, everyone.
Absolutely,
and
Brian.
Good to be here, Mr. Marshall.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, everyone. Until next time, see ya.
Oh, DJ person.
WMFO Medford.
Now Yeah, you. It's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Yes, this is Christmas rockin' happening with...
Aaron.
Bob Nelson.
Close mic.
Bob D. Bob,
can we try again?
Aaron.
Bob Nelson.
Bob D.
Okay. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
Doing well.
Happy Hanukkah, happy Festives, happy Ramadan.
That's right. Happy New Year coming up next week.
Yes, yes, yes.
Happy Peppy and Bursting with Love.
Yeah. Bursting with Love.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was from The Old Odd Couple.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. It was written by Tony Randall and...
Jack Klugman, yeah. Right.
No.
Tony Randall and who?
He used to host The Family Feud.
Oh, Richard Dawson?
Bingo.
Oh, there we go.
Ding, 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 ding.
You two win.
You will win a palm, vacation to Chelsea and stay at the Hotel Stanley with color TV.
What, you have to bring your own?
Yes. We're going to be doing some chatting. We're going to be playing some Christmas music. We might have some guests, unconfirmed, that might stop by. We're not sure. But this is not the usual acoustic Zoom with Vin Magazzini. He's usually here in the 4 to 5 slot on Saturdays, and he will be back in a couple weeks. We're celebrating Christmas and all the holidays today. And Aaron, why don't you give a little brief, and you and Bob, tell us where you're from and what you've been doing.
Well, Bob and I are from WMWM. On Saturdays, I do the show called What's Happening with Bob, and we both do it, and Bob does a little bit of everything.
Yep, I've been there since 81. It's a true story there. And
did they build the station around you? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to name the studio after me. I was going to say that, we do a bunch of shows on the weekends. We have the Juke Joint for Blues. We have Tracks of the Town and also Dawn's Early Light on Sunday mornings.
On Sunday mornings.
And we have all sorts of bands and other acts show up. We have comedians. We have pirates and you name it show up at WMWM in Salem. And this is not my first time here at MFO. And thanks again for letting us down.
Oh, yeah. It's always good to have everybody. Yeah. On board here.
We have we have a lot of guests on. We had great guests on last week. We had Scott Damgard come down.
That's right. Nantucket Stroll.
And Aaron Chadwell the week before.
And whether it's by phone or in person, you had Diana Ross's daughter.
Rhonda Ross.
A couple of years ago, we had Johnny Winter on, and we've had his guitarist, Paul Nelson, on. Of course, Johnny passed away, sadly.
And, Martin Barr
we've had on.
Jay Giles.
Jay Giles, yes.
We've had this infamous guitarist from the Brigands also.
Mike Stewart. A Brigand.
The Brigands, And the late Doug Mascot, I think, used to kind of poke fun at the name. It's like, oh, is that the ice cream place? The Brigands. Yeah.
We also had the Corolla DeVille.
Yes, yes.
Their new
featuring
album.
Patsy. Yeah, the Bugdens, yes.
They will be coming out with, they have a new CD out, but they haven't done a formal CD release. It's called Ride. It's a great, great CD. It's got some new tunes on it. And the redo on some of their older tunes that some of the people might be familiar with. So they're going to plan something in this upcoming year and do a proper CD release. I would tell you people check it out. I've been discussing with T-Max the other night. We were at Tavern at the End of the World. And who's up and coming and who we're getting excited about? Obviously, Ruby Rose Fox.
Absolutely.
She's been down
unbelievable
with us.
Talent. Yeah. Yes, she was down with us.
Yes, yes. She was here at WMFO and WMWM, and she's done all the, but great, great talent. How do you describe her? I would say she has a very deep, moving voice, a lot of command, You know, maybe I'm trying to think. Maybe
Priceless.
Yes, but there's some people that she could compare it to in her vocal tone. The woman from the Eurythmics, what was her name?
Oh, Annie Lennox.
Annie Lennox.
Cher, maybe a
yeah,
little
Cher,
bit.
Yeah, Cher, yeah. She's in that register and stuff. And she does a lot of stuff with a lot of social commentary and something that comes from heart. We love her. We love her. We were talking about Abby Barrett. If you don't know Abby Barrett, she is one of the backup singers in Jindy Dee and the Delinquents, but she has her own career. She has the Abby Barrett Band. She's got some CD out. It's really great. When you hear her, you think of Chrissie Hynde.
And also Eileen Springer. I went down to ATD to see her.
Hmm.
We went to, all of us
CD
went to
release party.
CD release party.
Yeah.
Got to be brave. And she's got a great voice.
Yeah. We were also talking about Flight of Fire. Great bunch of gals. They're rocking it hard. And Carissa Johnson. I've been really in love with For the Roses off her new CD. Fight of Flyer has a new album out. They've been really pushing a song called My Last Gamble. We have Lisa Bastone, which unfortunately couldn't make the last Boston Women Rock, but we'll have her on a later date.
Tracy Chevrolet.
Just last week, yes.
Yeah. And Jay O'Hara, Lee O'Hara and the Jaywalkers. So there's a lot of great talent coming up, and I was talking to Vicky Porter and Gary Mondello also. So there's a lot of great acts out there. I hope people during the season get, you know, out to see these people.
Absolutely. I know that, you know, Ronnie Black Hat Duchesne, the Black Hat Project,
yes,
are out there. I saw that Bird Mancini,
yes,
out.
Yes.
Annie Brost, I know she's in Ohio right now, but she'll be back for New Year's and with her latest EP, Ghost.
Yeah.
Errol Strasser's coming out with a new CD in the springtime. A matter of fact,
Trick Wallace, Pat Wallace told me they're coming out with a new CD. They're working on that. There's a lot of people that they got going to be stuff coming out pretty soon in the late winter, early spring.
Kirsten Manville and Dave just came out with a new CD for the holidays. And James Montgomery just came out with his brand new CD. And
He's playing New Year's Eve in Beverly at the Vittorio Rocci Post.
Right. So there are still tickets.
Yes.
Check that out. I've listened to the album, and it's been really, really good.
That's good. Okay, we're going to get back to the music, and then we'll be back in a little while to talk again. This is a person that was a former lead guitarist for this band called Human Sexual Response.
I know who it is.
And he went on to play with the Zulus.
He's been on with us. Yes.
And he's got a couple CDs out, but he did one with the Blackstone Valley Sinners. And the album is called The Cold, Hard Truth About Christmas.
Yeah.
So we're going to play something cut off their Jingle Bell Rock. And then after that, we're going to jump over to another local band, the Classic Ruins, and do Scrooge's Body Shop.
And it was great meeting Barry Marshall.
Yes. A lot of history there, WBCN and stuff. A lot of good memories and stuff. And I told him I had a crush on his sister Ellie back in the day.
So we want to thank Brian for having Barry in prior to us.
Definitely.
Yeah, Crash Course for Even just folded, you know, just ended his show about 20 minutes ago. Great show. Great 3 hours. Check them out every Saturday here at WMFO from 1 to 4 on Saturdays. That's Crash Course with Ravens with Brian Young, Marie Michelle, and a cast of characters like Jimmy James and a bunch of people. So we're going to jump over and start back to play some music here, and we'll be back to you shortly.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Yeah. That's Scrooge's Body Shop by the Classic Ruins. And why don't you tell us a nice Christmas tale?
It's Hanukkah.
Yeah. You know, Ace of Hearts Records, the guy that founded it, Rick Hart, I saw him at the, we had a big college radio conference over at Simmons, and he was there, and he put out a couple compilations. One of them's called 12 Classic 45s, and I can't remember what the other one was, but they had so many great bands, and Classic Ruins was one of them. There was Mission to Burma, there was The Liars, and so many others, certainly. So you played that. What did you say? It was Classic Ruins again? Or
yeah, that was the Classic Ruins, Scrooge's Body Shop.
There we go, yeah. And there have been some great local music Christmas songs over the years. One of them was Native Tongue doing Do You Hear What I Hear, which was on the Modern Method compilation from the Boston Rock Christmas, and so many other good ones. Billy West did some for BCN. We used to play Christmas in Kenmore Square. That was one of them. The Stompers had a great tune, All I Want for Christmas is a Rock and Roll Guitar, and so many others. The Fools, George Thorogood, I don't know if he's really considered local, but different people have done great local stuff for Christmas here.
Met Billy West about a month ago.
That's right. He was at that Comic-Con over in Wilmington. Yeah, so he was there.
And Billy, I know you're back in California, but we hope your mother's doing well.
Yeah, and I think you were possibly going to see if you could get him down for an interview as well.
He won't come in, but we'll have a phone call.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. That sounds good, yeah.
And we got a lot of other things coming up on WMWM very soon.
Yep.
It's
good that stations like WMWM and WMFO are still around, because BCN is no longer around, FNX is gone, the Boston Phoenix is gone, but there are other ways to get your music, get your information. We certainly have the World Wide Web, there's Facebook, and we're trying to spread the word on where these acts are playing, and, you know,
of course,
getting people out there to the clubs.
Getting out to see local bands, local entertainment, whether it's art, books, bands. Get out there and support it.
And that was one point I made at that conference. I said, you know, at college radio, we got to let people know, and people got to show up, because otherwise you'll go to your favorite club and all of a sudden it's all TVs. Well, we became a sports bar because no one came to see the bands. We don't want that to happen. We want support local music. You know, places like the Spotlight in Beverly, you guys have been there and everything. Come on out, support the bands, and keep the music scene going.
And we do want to say great game for the Patriots.
Yep.
41-3.
That was the final. Okay, good.
And wish the Patriots all a Merry Christmas, and the Crafts a very happy Hanukkah.
Yes, exactly.
And but it's great, because on these college radio stations, we break new music. And, you know, somebody comes up with a new single and never been heard before. We break it to the world. And, you know, the big bands like Aerosmith and Boston and the Cars and everything else had to start somewhere.
But without
the local community being out there to support them, whether it's here in New York or wherever, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, they started playing in the lunchroom at BU back in the day before they actually, you know, the scene really got going. Okay, so we're going to get back some music here. We're going to play a good friend of Eddie Van Halen, Steve Luthica, and he came out several years ago with a Steve Luthick and friends, Sentimental, and he got all his different friends to play on this, and basically you're going to have Greg Bousset and John Pierce on bass and tambourine, Sean Phillips, keyboards, Jeff Babko, and it's, you know, this is a arrangement by Steve Luthick and Eddie Van Halen, and I guess they're going to swap some souls in it, and it's called Joy to the World. And this is your rockin', I should say Christmas rockin' happening at WMFO Medford. Here we go. if that doesn't get you going for Christmas. That's our local good boy, Gary Hoey from Lowell, on his album Ho Ho Hoey, Christmas songs. That was the 12 Days of Christmas. Great guy. I took lessons from him back in the 80s. We became good friends. He relocated out to L.A. I used to go out there and visit and stay in out in North Hollywood with him when in my visits out to L.A. He basically went to try out for Ozzy Osbourne, but he didn't make it. He got beat out by Zakk Wylde. But Ozzy says, Gary, you got to stay out here. You have a career. And he did some stuff with a band called Heavy Bones for a while. And he played with Steve Perry from Journey. That really didn't launch, go anywhere. But he got his own career going, doing surf, instrumental type of music, and doing some great stuff there. And we also heard off the Ventures album, their Christmas album, Sleigh Ride. And before then, Steve Luthicker and friends, Sentimental with Eddie Van Halen and Steve Luthicker. If you don't know who I am, he is the guitar player from Toto. Great studio musician. So, we are about 4:40 on the digital clock on the wall on Christmas Eve here. I guess it's starting to get dark.
It is starting to get dark. First night of Hanukkah, beginning soon. You know, when you were talking about guitars and things like that, when we were at the Comic-Con, who do we bump into but Mr. Charlie Farron, Joe Perry Project, did that great song with...
Strong, a Boston Anthem.
That's right.
With Amanda Carr.
With Amanda Carr. And we've had him down for an interview. He's been used to be down with us with the late Doug Mascott and so on. And he's very, very talented, and he does a lot of things for charity and amazing all the things he's done.
He'll be back again.
He'll be back, yes.
He's got a new album he's working on.
Right.
Yeah. If you're a local artist and you'd like to get on the radio, we'd like to be interviewed to get your CD played, contact us here at WMFO. Go to our website. I think our P.O. box, I think, is 53065, if I'm correct. You put that care of WMFO. We're at 474 Boston Ave in Medford, Mass. 02155, Curtis Hall, third floor. You can put it to the care of Mike Stewart here, M-I-C-K-A-E-L. If you want to go the long name, or M-I-K-E, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. And you can put that for me at Night Rocking. And if you got a lot of local stuff, you can send it to On the Town with Mikey D here. We play a lot of local music here on Wednesday nights. We do live acts and interviews. And I do Boston Women Rock, which I do here in WMWM. And maybe some other places soon. Aaron, tell me where you can be reached.
We reached at my What's Happening page on Facebook, and also...
Yeah, we've actually got a page for some of the weekend shows, pretty much, WMWM917.com, and there's links on there to the shows like What's Happening, Tracks of the Town, The Juke Joint. We've got different pages where some of the interviews are, and we have a bunch of good Facebook pages that people can check out. So WMWM917.com is pretty much for the weekend shows, you know.
And, like said, and your Juke Joint?
That's right, Juke Joint. I've got WMWMblues.com for that as well.
You're involved in four different shows, Don's Early Light,
right.
Tracks of the Town, Juke Joint, and what's happening. Explain what happens on those shows and what type of guests you're looking for.
Well, What's Happening, take many types of local artists, virtually anybody. Whether you're a musician, an artist.
Or people passing through the area. Like we had Ian Maxson and Faviola, I believe. They were down playing the cello and this unique percussion.
Ian's coming back to town.
Ian's coming back,
he's gonna
yes.
He's going to be in...
Not the White Rose again?
Yes.
The White Rose and Lynn. Okay.
On the 6th
house.
And 7th.
6th and 7th of January?
January,
yes.
After
okay.
playing his big show in New York on the 4th.
Yeah, we had him down, and then we saw him live, and each time he did a great version of Come Together by the Beatles and a lot of other interesting things. So all sorts of music. And one of the things we do is we play a little bit of everything. We can play comedy, country, classical, soundtracks, rock, oldies, rappish type, different things. Yeah.
Blues, jazz. Yeah. We had Miranda Russell down.
That's right.
You know, show tunes.
And one of the things I like to do things like original versions and also cover versions. Like one thing I recently stumbled across was a song called Once I Had a Love by Blondie. Basically, it was the early version of Heart of Glass.
Oh.
And it's a little different, and it's still good.
Yeah.
So I put that up there as an original version. So I do original versions, I do covers, I do same title, different song, and so on. So we just have a blast, and songs you may not have heard in so many years.
Plus, on the What's Happening page, I put up what's happening, gigs, events, whether it's a charity event, you name it, and you want to be heard, you want to be seen.
Yep.
Virtually, I mean, on
And like I said, you know, with things like the Boston Phoenix gone, it's people like us and MFO and everything that can tell people what's going on, where you can, you know, all the many great things in the local scene.
And, you know, we have Boston Women Rock on there all the time now with Mike and Tracy. And I want to thank Tracy when she came in last time. She did an excellent job.
Also, if somebody wants to mail something to you, be it if you could probably receive mail here, or if Bob has a mailbox or something.
Yeah, there's a way people can contact me. I've got my email address, and there's ways you can get it to me and
so
on. Sure.
So contact them via Facebook.
Yeah, via Facebook or via email or something. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna do one right off the book here. Here's a PSA here. We already did one, but do not. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover up the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and virus that can hijack your computer's camera to spy on you. If so, don't use it. Consider covering up. A message from public interest from WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. There's something to think about during, during the holidays. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't want to get caught with your shorts down.
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah. Okay. Surveillance cameras and stuff.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to change the pace here a little bit, and somewhere after the top of the hour, I'm going to pass the wand over to one of the other gentlemen here. This is a song that always reminds me since probably the 70s, late 60s, 70s, about the feeling of Christmas. It's by Joni Mitchell, and it's called River, and we're going to play that for you right now.
Cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. To help me, you know, he put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. Cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away
WMFO in Medford.